The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, AIB's latest economic outlook is warning that inflation could potentially peak at the highest rate, at the higher rate, I should say, of 7%. Now, that is a worst case scenario in the event of the Strait of Hormuz blockade continuing for the rest of the year. We're joined by Deloitte's chief economist, Kate English. Kate, would you be as gloomy as that worst case scenario?
Well, I think as the report says, it's the worst case scenario. I think for all of us, we can't keep our eyes off inflation at the minute. And in that worst case scenario, it has it peaking at 7%, but it's on the basis of oil prices peaking at $150 per barrel and natural gas prices doubling to where they currently sit today. So to kind of take us back a bit of where does oil sit today, it sits at just under $105 per barrel. So we'd have a long way to go to get to that worst case scenario position of $150 that brings us to that 7% mark. Equally, if we look at, well, where does inflation sit? We got latest inflation data out from the CSO today that puts inflation for April at 3.6%. So this is kind of the first tangible evidence we have of there is an upward pressure on prices. We are beginning to see inflation come through some bit. But of course, we're a long way off that 7%. Or indeed where we would have been back at the peak of inflationary crisis back in 2022.
Yeah, how high did we get in 2022? Remind us.
We got over close to 10% in 2022 was where it peaked, and it averaged for the year just under the 8% mark. So again, at any point throughout this year, we're not forecasting, or any forecasts that have been released so far don't have inflation peaking at that 2% mark. You'll see from the Department of Finance forecast that were released a number of weeks back, it has inflation in that kind of base case scenario over 3%. In AIB's report today, the base case assumption is 4% for the year. So it certainly is consumers and businesses dealing with higher prices, which are stemming from those higher fuel and energy costs, but certainly not back to where we were in 2022.
Yeah, is the other difference in 2022 is even before the war in Ukraine, we were coming off a very high base because of the pandemic. And I think inflation was kind of running at even 6-7% even before the outbreak of war in Ukraine.
Exactly. At January of 2022, inflation was sitting over 5%. We didn't start January 2026 at 5%. It was below 3%. So it's a very different starting point. And also, if we remember back to 2022 as well, we saw a much higher increase in gas prices within Europe. And that's critically important for us here in Ireland, because we know gas prices are intrinsically linked to our electricity market. So thankfully, even though we've seen quite an increase in gas prices, they're nowhere near where they were in 2022. But I suppose the bigger question is, what does this all mean? Yes, OK, it's not inflation of 10% or indeed 7%, but it's still higher inflation than what we had experienced last year. And I suppose for people listening, that would mean, what does it mean for mortgage holders, savers? We will be looking to the central bank, the ECB, next month when they hold the next monetary policy meeting and make a decision on interest rates. With that backdrop of potentially higher inflation, there is a risk that we could see an increase in interest rates once again. That, of course, would be bad news for anyone with mortgages.
Okay. All right. Thank you indeed for that, Kate English, Deloitte chief economist, with that insight into, I suppose, fears that inflation could. Now, it is very much a worst case scenario. Go towards 6 or 7% if the Straits of Hormuz continues to be blockaded. Let's hope that does not materialise.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.